Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As I continue to look for more ways to fulfill my pledge to provide the information you need to make informed choices about your health and wellness, I've developed a simple way for you to access curated supplement protocols previously available only to patients in my private practice. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. There you'll find easy-to-follow links to not only the best individual products, but also to my brand new Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle Supplement Protocols that combine the products I recommend to achieve your specific goals, whether it be heart health, immune support, and much more. It's the easiest way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need in order to follow the Intelligent Medicine Lifestyle, and for a limited time, you'll also receive free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for downloading these podcasts. And if you haven't yet signed up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter, you can do so. Go to drhoffman.com and sign up for the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. It's free. You can unsubscribe at any time. If you want to send me any questions, comments, topics of interest, please email me. Send your email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. I want to talk to you about some clinical updates here on certain micronutrients, some vitamins that you get from your food, that you get from a supplement. So let me just dive right in. Correcting a vitamin B1 deficiency. Vitamin B1 is thiamine. It's the first B vitamin of the group. It's thiamine. It's very important for a number of metabolic processes. Carbohydrate conversion, it breaks down fats and protein. It's important for digestion, for nervous system, for skin, hair, eyes, mouth, liver, the immune system, and symptoms and problems related to a vitamin B1 deficiency, a thiamine deficiency, is heart problems, age-related, cognitive decline, Alzheimer's, and also fatigue. So, in this update here, in this review, correcting a vitamin B1 deficiency could prevent certain brain disorders if caught early. In this review, researchers focus on the full range of neurological problems that can occur with frank thiamine deficiency. They explain how disturbances in eye coordination, balance issues, often appear long before MRI scans show definitive neurological damage. Further, they suggest that treatment with high-dose thiamine, if given early enough, can prevent neurological disorders called encephalopathy before permanent damage occurs, even though it's overlooked. So although the scope of brain disorders may be huge, any dysfunction in neural brain tissue is commonly referred to as encephalopathy. And it's well known that thiamine deficiency can cause these neurological disorders, but that there are unique signs that a clinician can look for that occur before these frank disorders present themselves. So, in this paper, states two goals. Number one, it summarizes clinical signs of impaired eye movements that occur prior to encephalopathy. And number two, incorporate diagnostic tests into practice that would reveal such cases. This is important for clinicians. And the importance of vitamin B1 can't be understated. It's a necessary cofactor in glucose metabolism, and its deficiency often does manifest neurologically. So, very, very important. When medical professionals see that certain reflexes related to this thiamine deficiency is impaired, by administering B1 or thiamine, it can help to correct the problem if caught early enough. So where do we find thiamine? We find it in organ meats. We find it primarily in pork. We find it in brown rice, brewer's yeast, blackstrap molasses. We also find it in whole grains. So vitamin B1, very, very important in terms of, you know, when people present with neurological disorders, we look at B12 quite often. We look at even B6 because a deficiency of B6 can cause the same symptoms as too much B6, and that's neurological problems. But here we are. Should also be looking at vitamin B1, otherwise known as thiamine. Okay, next up, vitamin E may help repair chronic muscle deterioration. Now, this is a mouse study. A specific type of mouse that exhibits severe muscular dystrophy, which is incapacitating muscle loss weakness, was given oral vitamin E daily and compared to the same strain of mice that were given placebo. After 14 days, the mice's diaphragms, which is, you know, the diaphragm, the large skeletal muscle in the torso, were removed and examined. The researchers found that vitamin E improves skeletal muscle integrity by promoting repair of cellular membranes in the muscle via its antioxidant action. Vitamin E is a very important antioxidant. And you know, when you couple that along with vitamin C in your armamentum of antioxidants, vitamin C, vitamin E help to recycle each other to some degree. So, the cause of muscle deterioration or muscular dystrophies are often not due exclusively to oxidative stress. However, researchers suggest that because vitamin E improves skeletal muscle repair in this mouse study, antioxidant therapy may be a relevant approach to muscular diseases. So, let's talk about vitamin E. You always want the mixed tocopherols. You don't want to only take alpha tocopherol, right? You always want the mixed tocopherols, tocotrienols. You want the entire matrix. Because remember, so much flawed scientific research on vitamin E, unfortunately, was done with only alpha tocopherol. If you're only using that particular constituent of the vitamin E matrix, what can happen is dangerous. It could deplete the rest of that matrix, right? In metabolism. So you always want to make sure that you're taking mixed tocopherols and tocotrienols. So what else, besides being an antioxidant, regulates oxidation reactions, stabilizes cell membranes, immune function, protects against cardiovascular disease, cataracts, and macular degeneration. What are some symptoms and problems of vitamin E deficiency? Skin, hair, rupturing of red blood cells, anemia, bruising, PMS, hot flashes. A lot of hot flashes, ladies, can be relieved by just taking some vitamin E. Start there before you go on to hormone replacement therapy. Other symptoms and problems with vitamin E deficiency: eczema, psoriasis, wound healing, muscle weakness, sterility. So, look at that. Interesting. Very important to take your B1 and your vitamin E. Okay. Now, let's go on to talk about biotin. Biotin has been in the news a lot as a possible treatment for MS, for multiple sclerosis, but very high pharmacological doses of biotin. However, high amounts of biotin may also skew some of your blood tests, especially regarding your thyroid function tests. It may cause such a skew in these blood tests as to suggest hyperthyroidism or other thyroid defects. It may even be hypo, but more hyper in many, many cases. However, a lot of people taking biotin for hair loss, and they're finding that biotin may help in hair loss. Biotin is also known as vitamin B7. It's an important cofactor in the maintenance of healthy hair, skin, and nails. In fact, a common indication that you may be deficient in biotin includes brittle nails, alopecia. Alopecia means like, you know, some bald spots on your head or the thinning of hair. And dermatitis, due to impaired fatty acid synthesis from reduced biotin-dependent enzymes. So you may be taking some good fatty acids, eating your fish, taking fish oil, but if you're deficient in biotin, you're going to lack these biotin-dependent carboxylase enzymes, particularly acetyl-CoA carboxylase, that helps with the synthesis and the metabolism of those fatty acids. So, in this study, when mice were purposely deprived of biotin, their skin and hair physiology was not initially affected. However, when the same mice were given the powerful antibiotic vancomycin, you've heard of vancomycin, the animals began losing their hair. The scientists discovered that the hair loss was a direct result of an altered gut flora caused by the antibiotic, which allowed an overgrowth of a certain type of bacteria in the GI tract that decreased the biotin availability in mice. You know, biotin is also produced, secreted in the gut. That's why a good, healthy, working gut and healthy microbiota in your gut is essential, is critical for biotin synthesis. When the mice were given biotin along with the antibiotic, the biotin supplementation reversed some of the hair loss, reversed some of the alopecia. So, the researchers concluded that the antibiotic-induced flora change that resulted in hair loss could be prevented and even reversed by supplementation with the B vitamin biotin that the antibiotic seemed to deplete. Biotin is very important for healthy hair, skin, nails. Biotin is responsible for carbohydrate, fat, and amino acid metabolism. Amino acids, as you know, are the building blocks of protein. If you have a biotin deficiency, it may cause depression, issues with nervous system, premature graying hair. Well, look at that. I wish I knew that 30 years ago. Anyway, but very important to know. I could even tell you a case study of a patient I saw recently who was very concerned about hair loss, hair thinning, all of that, maybe some brittle nails, and was also concerned about possibly low thyroid because there was associated fatigue, occasional constipation. Well, this patient was taking a high dose of biotin. And what we found out is her her thyroid tests were a little bit askew, but I recommended that she go back to her doctor after stopping the biotin for a few weeks to have those thyroid tests done again. Well, lo and behold, those thyroid tests came back normal. So, moving on here, another clinical update. And I just mentioned MS, multiple sclerosis, earlier. Scientists learned more about how the supplement lipoic acid helps MS patients. One of the most potent antioxidants, lipoic acid, has long been shown to benefit some people who have degenerative neurological diseases, particularly in the case of multiple sclerosis. Lipoic acid has been shown to decrease disease severity in animal studies. Since MS is a progressive disease and generally worsens over time, interest in lipoic acid supplementation has grown in recent years. In this study, two sets of MS patients were evaluated when given lipoic acid. Group 1 had relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, which is a form that occurs spontaneously over time with periods of complete or partial remission, but over several years will often become more severe. Group 2 had secondary progressive multiple sclerosis, which is a form of MS where disability is present, symptoms are more severe, and often occurs in patients several years after relapsing remitting MS is first seen. So both groups, along with the healthy control group, were given 1,200 milligrams of lipoic acid orally, and then their blood levels of certain neurotransmitters were measured 2 and 4 hours later. Well, the researchers discovered that the lipoic acid affected the patients differently depending on the severity of their disease. They also learned that the neurotransmitter affected by lipoic acid supplementation was CAMP, that is cyclic adenosine monophosphate, which is a neurotransmitter that plays a key role in cell function and communication. In fact, CAMP, which was increased by lipoic acid in more severe MS patients, helps many other neurotransmitters and hormones work optimally. The mechanism of action is different than the traditional antioxidant and anti-inflammatory role for which lipoic acid is so well known. Very, very important stuff. Now, lipoic acid is important in so many things. It also helps with liver function. If anyone with fatty liver or those who have been taking Tylenol for pain or other medications which can make it tough for the liver to detox, or those who have been taking something like acetaminophen, which is Tylenol, for many, many years, we like to supplement them with alpha-lipoic acid. Lipoic acid is very, very important in the detoxification of the liver. And of course, anybody with peripheral neuropathies, numbness, tingling, any of those things, after looking for deficiencies, as in vitamin B1, which is thiamine, the B6 that I mentioned earlier, B12, all of those, very important to also supplement with alpha-lipoic acid, a very, very important antioxidant. So, you know, it's very important for us as healthcare practitioners to look at the science, see what else is new, how certain vitamins and minerals can help in not just optimal health or health optimization only, but also in its role in all of our metabolic processes, kind of reviewing where deficiencies are, how they're presenting, and any new science that may offer us more of a role in supplementation. So I say to you, take your vitamins, take targeted supplementation for the various conditions and symptoms. And again, we don't like to just treat symptoms. When symptoms are present, we want to be able to investigate the cause of the symptoms and address the cause. This is a tenet of integrative functional medicine and nutrition. This is indeed a tenet of intelligent medicine. And once again, I would like to thank you for joining me in another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. I invite you, if you want to email me, send your email to radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. This is Layla Mudin, signing off.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.